The two nurses who contracted Ebola at a hospital in Dallas have raised new questions about hospital safety. As fears of the virus increase, LA hospitals are taking new measures. Gabrielle Cortez reports.
Hospitals across the country are rethinking their approach to Ebola, and LA County USC Medical Center is no exception. Over 150,000 patients walk through the hospital's doors each year, making it one of the busiest medical facilities in the city. With that level of volume, it's not surprising the hospital has decided to prepare to treat a patient infected with Ebola. Today, county health officials and union representatives gather to announce what measures and protocols the hospital has created to treat someone with the deadly virus. Dr. Christina Galley of LA County Department Health Services says the facilities are ready.
We do know that we have sufficient personal protective equipment located in all LA County DHS facilities, including a high supply of that equipment located in emergency departments and urgent cares where it's most likely that a patient with Ebola would present.
Fears of Ebola in the United States surfaced when a man infected with the virus traveled from Liberia to Dallas, where he developed symptoms and died. Since his death, two of the nurses who treated him have since contracted the virus. Health officials had previously downplayed concerns about Ebola spreading in the United States. However, the events in Dallas have created new questions about hospital preparedness across the country. LA County USC Medical Center has put together a team of volunteer nurses who are ready to treat a patient infected with Ebola. It has also set aside an isolation room.
That room and the ward, the general ward, was identified and selected on a number of different criteria. The ability to easily transport patients into it, the ability to very tightly isolate a patient, the availability, for example, of a bathroom in the unit, so in the room itself, so a patient doesn't have to leave the room to be able to use the restroom.
Officials stressed there is no suspicion that any cases of Ebola in Los Angeles exist. Still, it's unclear how the spread of the virus in the United States will unfold. As healthcare workers continue to follow the story, all they can do is prepare. Gabriel Cortez, Annenberg Radio News.